98.1 KZE in the studio with me, Mayor Karen Smythe of Red Hook, New York, and Jeffrey Walsh, one of the festival organizers for Hard Scrabble Day 2024. I am so happy for you guys. You got the perfect weather.
We sure do. Yeah. We cannot wait for tomorrow. For those who came last year, if you remember the cold and rain, we have the exact opposite. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a fabulous day. And what I love most about Hardscrabble Day, it's an opportunity for the community to get together, learn a couple things, see and meet some of their neighbors, and dance and eat and just have a really good time.
Yeah, I mean, you guys always do an incredible job putting it together. This year's lineup is very near and dear to my heart. You have three truly terrific local bands who have all been here in the studio with me for Friends Day. You've got Lara Hope and the Arctones, of course. You've got Yard Sale from New Paltz, great string band. If you've never seen these guys, like, you will dance watching Yard Sale. And Miles Taylor and the Upstate, who are just a mind-blowingly good band from here in Red Hook.
Well, and I can say we start the day focused on kids, and yeah. This year we're calling it Kid Village.
Kid Village.
And the kids can come and learn a little bit about what happens in the village, but they can also help us out with some problems that we have. So we need the kids to come and help us out. And the garbage truck will be there. Our new electric police vehicle will be there.
Fun.
And come on down and see what else you can find out and help us out.
So Kid Village is like a kid brain trust.
You could call it that. Yeah. Kids will be able to consider maybe some laws they think are missing in the village, and might have a little kid law book that we put together.
Kid law book.
And we also have some sewer issues where things might get clogged in the sewer. So kids might need to come help us out and work on that too.
Oh,
so.
Tiny little hands.
Or understanding what might clog and what might not clog. So
interesting. All right. That's so much fun. What a great idea.
Yeah, well, I need to give enormous credit to our team that puts it together, particularly Deputy Mayor Melcorca Kjarval and Event Committee Chair Amy Smith. They are the brainchild behind Kid Village.
Fantastic. Yeah, you've got a great team. And so let's move up in the age group. We've got Teen Scrabble as well.
Teen Scrabble, yeah. We've been doing Teen Scrabble for a number of years now. It's fantastic. We have so many great community music spaces here in Red Hook and the area. So we're going to have three teen bands playing. Two of them are going to be from Red Hook's community music space. We've got Tinted Green playing, and then we're going to have the Rhinebeck School of Music play after that. Then we're going to end Teen Scrabble with Chocolate Jam. And if you've never seen Chocolate Jam, they are definitely a fun band to watch.
Were they there last year as well?
They were there last year. I think they were there last year, or at least 2 years ago.
You know, I think it might have been 2 years ago.
I think it was. You know, I was thinking about the weather last year, too. I don't think we talked to you last year, MKS, so I think that was probably the reason why we had such bad weather.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I cast my weather curse on you. I shouldn't have done it. I do love the town of Red Hook. So Teen Scrabble, Kid Village, and then for the adults, we have a beer and cider tent.
Absolutely. So we'll have Teen Scrabble from 1 to 4 o'clock, and then we'll have our main stage starting at 5 o'clock. We've got a band from Bard, Fat Incorporated, to kick things off, a really fun funk band from Bard.
I'm glad we're still using Fat with a PH.
Yeah, exactly. Fat with a PH. Exactly right. And then we go into Miles Taylor in the Upstate and Yard Sales after that. And then we're going to end it with Lara Hope and the Arctones. We do have our cider tent. This is our third year of the cider tent, and we've got a lot of local breweries in the area. You must be 21 to enter, but please do enjoy yourself responsibly. And then we got plenty of food. We got 9 different food vendors this year. So, you know, whether you're looking for some good drinks or some good eats, Hardscrabble is the place to be.
Who are some of the breweries and cideries?
Lasting Joy, From the Ground, Suarez. We've got some cider, and we've got some non-alcoholic beverages in there, too, for people who perhaps do not want to have any cider.
So you can hang out if you're 21 and up. You can
absolutely
go hang out. And you
absolutely
don't have to drink. You just enjoy the vibe.
Exactly.
And I love that you're using so many local breweries.
Well, this whole event is really sponsored and focused around the committee. So we're really happy to feature local bands, both in the teens and in the main stage. Our local breweries, all of our vendors are local. And a really big shout out to all of our sponsors. We've got tremendous sponsors from the area, especially Rhinebeck Bank. Rhinebeck Bank has been a strong supporter of this event for many, many years.
Yeah, we're talking about Hardscrabble Day 2024 taking place tomorrow here in the Village of Red Hook. Where specifically in the Village of Red Hook?
It's in the it's actually in the municipal parking lot, which is just off Prince Street.
Beautiful. And a nice big open space.
Big open space, lots of space to roam around, etc. And yeah. I was just going to add, when I became mayor and we were getting back to doing Hardscrabble coming out of the pandemic, we really wanted to make it to be about the community. And so having all the things be local, it's really, once again, a reminder and a thank you to all of the local bands and food vendors and just all of that, wanting to be about our community and bringing our community together.
Do you tend to see like the entire village of Red Hook turn out?
Hard to tell, but I think we get a lot of local people, and we want to do this for local, and if others want to come and join us and see how great it is to be in the village of Red Hook, we appreciate that too.
I mean, people really should. It's such a great little town, and it's not even that little, but it's a great community. And I have to ask the boring logistical questions. Where do you recommend folks park if they're coming from out of town?
Absolutely. We do have a number of parking spots in the village. When you're driving around, you'll see signs indicating where the free parking is. All around the village, right across the street from the municipal lot, we have a parking lot. Further down the street, we have one. And there is street parking on the sides as well.
Great. So this is obviously a very family-friendly event. Do you recommend bringing a dog with you or not so much?
Dogs are fine. Dogs, of course, need to be on a leash, and that is also something that kids will learn about in Kid Village. The weather will be great, but it will be sunny, so I highly recommend your sunscreen. I never go anywhere without it, and I hope you don't either.
Yeah, and maybe dog booties for the asphalt.
Exactly.
Good idea.
Hardscrabble Day at 2024 taking place tomorrow in the village of Red Hook. Do you know how many years of Hardscrabble we're on? Offhand?
Ooh, we've been trying to figure that out. It's from
the
70s. Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So we're over 30, we're over 40, we're over, I can't math that quickly, but
I think it's ebbed and flowed. I think at one point it was run by maybe Historic Red Hook and maybe the Chamber. I mean, I think it's gone back and forth. It's been the village for probably pushing 20 years.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a great event. It's wonderful to have it connected to our history.
Yeah. So let's go through a day at Hardscrabble. If you're planning on coming, let's say, you know, you've got a kid and you want to take advantage of Kid Village. What time should people start arriving?
Absolutely.
When are things happening?
Yeah. We kick off at 10 o'clock. So that's when Kid Village is taking place. We do have a kid DJ there as well. So that'll be very fun.
My mental image of that.
And let me actually rephrase that. It'll be a DJ for kids, okay. Not a kid DJ. Maybe next year for that one.
It is for the dance party.
Exactly.
So.
That's really fun. But yeah, my brain went immediately to like a 7-year-old with like headphones and sunglasses.
Maybe next year. That would be very fun. We're going to take a break from noon to 1, and then we'll kick off Teen Scrabble at 1 o'clock, 1 to 4. And then the main stage kicks off 5 o'clock. Again, main stage, 5 o'clock with the cider tent as well.
Fantastic. And yeah, I mean, again, the main stage lineup, let's just talk about these guys a little bit. Miles Taylor and the Upstate, this is a band that I only became familiar with, I think, like last year. And I am so impressed by them. Just everything they've put out.
Yeah, he's great. And he's local, too. I think he's from Tivoli.
In Red Hook. Yeah, I think
exactly.
So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, so we're very excited to have him here. He told me he's been coming to Hardscrabble for a very long time, so he's really excited to play it.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Yard Sale, of course, known those guys for years. New Pulse, legends, you know. Just a string band that can get a party started.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. You'll be tapping your toes for sure.
Yeah, very much. Some do-si-doing. I expect some do-si-doing to be happening. And then Lara Hope and the Arctones, of course. Area staples, so much fun, good vibes, great energy, great music. Yeah, you know, to see them is to enjoy them.
100%. We had them last year, and again, the weather just was not so great last year, so we're really excited to invite them back.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they were like so game and so lovely about it.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. True professionals. Hardscrabble Day 2024 right here in the village of Red Hook. I'm chatting with Mayor Karen Smythe and Festival Coordinator Jeffrey Walsh. What else should we know about Hardscrabble tomorrow?
No, I think that pretty much covers it. 10 o'clock is the kickoff. 1 o'clock is the teen scrabble. 5 o'clock is the main stage in the cider tent. We're really looking forward to having everyone come out.
Fantastic. Well, thank you guys so much for taking the time.
Absolutely. Really happy to be here. And I would be remiss if I did not thank our festival organizer for all the good work he's put into doing this. And he's a very large part of why tomorrow's going to be a fabulous day.
Oh, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention that my parents are in town watching my kids. So thank you very much, Mom and Dad.
All right.
That's wonderful. It's Hardscrabble Day 2024 tomorrow here in Red Hook with perfect weather for the event. And let's hear from those main stage artists kicking off with Lara Hope and the Arctones.